I'm Jake. You listen to the Lying Media Bastards radio show.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Turn the music up. Turn me down. Cool. Let's go get him again. This time is for the money, my nigga. Brooklyn, stand up.
Never been a nigga this good for this long. This hood, or this pop, this hot, or this strong. With so many different flows, this one's for this song. The next one I switch up, this one will get bit up. These fucks too lazy to make up shit, they crazy. They don't paint pictures, they just trace me. You know what? Soon they forget where they pluck. They hold style from the try to reverse the outcome. I'm like, huh? I'm not a biter, I'm a writer for myself and others. I say a big verse, I'm only bigging up my brother. Bigging up my barrel, I'm big enough to do it. I'm that barrel, plus I know my own flow is foolish. So the rings and things you sing about, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. I'm in new sneakers, dual seaters, few divas. What more can I tell you? Let me spell it for you. W-I-L-L-I-E. Nobody truer than H-O-V. And I'm back for more. New York's ambassador. Prime minister, back to finish my business up. Rain in the drought, stuck on holes, brushing off my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes, set my chain, my name, Young H.O., pitch the yay faithful, even if they patrol, I make payroll, Benz paid for, friends they roll, private jets down to Turks and Caicos, Chris Caseloads, I don't give a shit, nigga, one life to live, I can't let a day go by without me being fly, fresh to death, head to toe to the day I rest, and I don't wear jerseys, I'm 30 plus, give me a crisp pair of jeans, nigga, button up, S dots on my feet, make my cycle complete, what more can I say, Google, play the beat, but man, we gon' let this ride into the hook,
I'ma snap my fingers,
what more can I say to you,
get my chrome man on,
let's go. Your ass is Willie when they got you in the mag for like half a Philly, and your ass ain't Lily White. That mean that shit you write must be illy. Either that or your flow is silly. It's both. I don't mean to boast, but damn if I don't brag, them crackers gon' act like I ain't on their ass. The Martha Stewart, that's far from Jewish, far from a Harvard student, just had the balls to do it. And no, I'm not through with it. In fact, I'm just previewing it. This ain't the show, I'm just EQing it. 1, 2, and I won't stop abusing it.
groovy, girl, stop false accusing it. Back to the music, the Maybach roof is translucent. Niggas got a problem, Houston. What up, B? They can't shut up me. Shut down I, not even P.E. I'm a ride. God forgive me for my brash delivery, but I remember vividly what these streets did to me. So picture me, let these clowns nitpick at me. Paint me like a pickaninny. I would literally kiss T.T. in the forehead. Tell her please forgive me to squeeze into your forehead. I'm not the one to score points off. In fact, I got a joint to knock your points off. Young, over the guard, nigga, blasphemy. I'm at the Trump International, ask for me. I ain't never scared. I'm everywhere, you ain't never there. Nigga, why would I ever care? Pound for pound, I'm the best to ever come around here. Excluding nobody, look what I embody. The soul of a hustler, I really ran the street. A CEO's mind, that marketing plan was me. And no, I ain't get shot up a whole bunch of times. I make up shit in a whole bunch of lines. And I ain't animated like say a Busta Rhyme. But the real shit you get when you bust down my lines. Add that to the fact I went plat a bunch of times. Times that by my influence on pop culture, I supposed to be number one on everybody's list. We'll see what happens when I no longer exist. Fuck this. What
Well, that ended abruptly. Hello, I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show. That just there was Drapenhund. I'm not sure if it's actually... I don't know if you're supposed to pronounce it yelling like that. My understanding, and unless I'm being fed a line of bull, which I suppose is possible, that is a Drapenhund that is a Swedish band, two 13-year-old girls playing that. So after playing the past few weeks, I played the band Smush, which is the American sort of pop rock band. Two girls, I believe, age 13 and 15, 14 and 16, something like that. Then the next week, I found this band, the Drapenhund, which I believe in German means kill a dog. I think I should look it up. I found those tracks. Oh, hey, great! This is like gonna be a nice thing to go. One week I'm playing Smush, the next week I'm playing the Drapenhund. It'll work great. Except the links were broken. I couldn't actually download the Drapenhund song, so I couldn't play them last week. And it was a massive tragedy. And floods, fires, locusts. Anyhow, Drapenhund. That was a song called Be Yourself. Before that, we had Rollins Band. Doing a cover of Do It! Do It! It's a song by the Pink Fairies, apparently, who's the original band. I know nothing about them. Rollins Band, of course, is sort of the hardcore-ish band fronted by Henry Rollins, formerly of Black Flag, and now a multimedia empire. And then we started out with Jay-Z, What More Can I Say? It's a fun one. Well, what can you say about Jay-Z? I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show. Plenty to talk about today, but almost all of it has to do with Israel, Lebanon, and Gaza. Because really, you turn on the TV to watch the news, and what else is there? Well, I left the house this morning, and my roommate was watching Blowout on Bravo, the reality show about the pompous asshole who owns a hair salon in Beverly Hills. So I guess you could watch that. Or you could watch news about Lebanon and Hezbollah and Hamas and Gaza and Israel and lots of dead people. There's a lot of stuff I'd like to talk about here. I'm looking at my list. I'd like to talk about those issues. I'd like to talk about New York City. The police are trying to get some laws in that would crack down on the right to protest. Jackson, Mississippi. There is one abortion clinic left in all of Mississippi, and the pro-life crazy bastards are trying to close it down. Let's see, then I have a lot of things listed here that are aspects of the Lebanon situation. Possibly talk about Ecuador as well. Some stuff going on in Ecuador. But yeah, and before, since this is the beginning of the show and possibly some of you are listening live and not to the podcast, I should announce this afternoon at 4 o'clock, there'll be dogs barking. No, the dogs are barking now. Those of you who have longed for me to repeat the show where I was yelling at the dogs to be quiet, today might be your day. Today, Thursday, 4 o'clock in San Diego, emergency demonstration, Stop the Israeli War, Broadway at Horton Plaza. So if you go downtown San Diego, there's that big mall, Horton Plaza. You get on the Broadway side in front of that. It's from 4 to 6 o'clock today, put on by San Diego Coalition for Peace and Justice. There are, to my knowledge, there are no Israeli embassies in San Diego, so there is no logical place to have this protest to sort of show the Israeli government what you feel. So they have it where, and one of the more visible places in downtown San Diego. Every protest I've been to in San Diego has been either at Horton Plaza or at Balboa Park. I take that back. There was one down in San Ysidro. I was at the... I take it back. I don't know what I'm talking about. Many protests I've been to have been at Horton Plaza or at Balboa Park. But there have been others. So I'll shut my pie hole, as they say. Music-wise, sadly, I hope the talking part of today's show will work out well. But I spent a lot more time getting the music today. More than I should have, I think, because I feel less prepared for my lectures. But lots of good music for you today. A lot of it's strangely a lot more political than usually. I'm just looking for good music, but today I found a lot of stuff that's sort of on point, and I will I will point that out to you as I get to each one of those songs. But now who do we got? Oh, we got now this song here. Very interesting. Unless I'm confusing it with another. Let me look real quick and not try to not look stupid. Okay, yes, this song. Sort of a hip-hop song by a band called Girl Talk. Song's called Hold Up. It is the collagiest rap song I've heard in quite some time. It doesn't start off sounding like rap. It sounds like something else. And you'll recognize some of the samples. And then it sort of gets... It's very sample-heavy, and you'll recognize a lot of the songs that make this up. So, this will be Girl Talk, doing Hold Up later on in the show. Let me name off some of the bands. Bondage Fairies, Jay Ryder, Kula Shaker, The Birds, The Afros, and that's just a start. Probably play some, they might be Giants. And I also really like the Lady Sovereign song I played last week. I might play that again, and there's a dog barking in the background. I will have restraint. I will not yell at the poor small dog. Yet. Anyhow, I'm Jake, Lime Media Bastard Show. Thanks for listening. I'll be back shortly to take your order.
My staff waiter, model data, big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators, ringside, try watching my paper. Watch almost this. A decade, quite impressive. Most of the best is in the essence. For this rap shit that I stand for, expanding more to the big screen. Bill Gates dreams, but it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state dreams. Want me off the scene fast, but good things last. Like your favorite MC, still making some mean cast. First rapper to bring a platinum plaque back to the project, but you still wanna hate, be my guest.
Wash up. sounds from the deers. Shake out my speakers and rip out my ears. As I take a sip from a glass of beer, sitting with my thoughts, then I'm feeling okay. I need to rock money, but not today. Mine, I bring a K. Ain't no flunk joke. Room is full of smoke, and I'm up to choke. I need to get some air, but my legs don't care. This shit's all rocking at my grandmother's chair. Next thing I know, here come my blow. I must be at a party, and I didn't even go. Girl, deep monarchy, I'm a lot jot, dirty low. Gangsters sound so fat. I pull out my record, put it on the deck. I'm spread open and watch this place wreck. Now we're all transit, and no one gives a shit. And it's my fingers pointing up. Yeah.
Huh? Is he on a dick yet?
I got my fingers pointing out. Chicken. I got my fingers pointing out. Shaking all about. Smoking roller bogey. You know what that's about. Spill an X. Shut that blood, that's lace. I'm tripping out my face. I'm flipping out the bass. Launch. And now I hear launch. The freak minds. They see rhymes. I got them blows on time. Both jet down there. Come on there, fat buckle it to fill the pockets like I don't care. And it's that dark car smell. I pass 12 and 24 valve. And here comes my crims with the stupid ass grins. My Billy Goat chins and carrying tings. From the morning, yawning to the afternoon. I smoke my shit to Black Lagoon. I smoke my shit with a dizzy tune. I smoke my shit the Egyptian tunes. What's up? Now I'm with the dizzy. You know I don't give a when I hit him with this sound. What's up? What's this? What's up? What's this?
Better, Fozzie.
Moving right along, we found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way.
So trust my navigation.
California, here we come, down high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
Though sadly, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it. I'm moving right along.
Hey, LA, where have you gone?
Send someone to fetch us. We're in Saskatchewan.
You know best.
Hey, I've never seen the sun come up in the west.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Lying With You Bastards. That is, there was Bondage Fairies doing Phase. For that possibly familiar to some of you older listeners, that was a song from the Muppet Movie, with Muppets Kermit the Frog and Fozzie Bear. That was the part of the film where they had, they just met up, and they were in a car, and they were on a road trip to Los Angeles, to Hollywood, to make their fame and fortune. For that, we had Punjabi MC with Sounds of the Dez, and we started off with that very interesting collage sample-heavy song, Hold Up, by Girl Talk. Now, something to talk about here. I think I'm actually getting enough feedback now about the show, which let me start over. If you like the show, you don't like the show, or if you want to make a comment, email me. Jake@lyingmediabastards.com. You can say a little something. Say, I like the show, I hate the show. Hey, how about you play a song by Kenny Rogers? You know, what have you. I can look at my my web statistics and see that people are indeed downloading the shows, so people like it, people are listening. But that's different from actually having somebody say stuff to you, give you a little comment. And but I have now received enough negative comments that perhaps I need to have a little segment here about sort of corrections and complaints. So let's discuss this. First of all, a friend of mine contacted me and was told me that apparently she'd been listening with other folks. So that's a recommendation for you all. Download the show and have a party. Invite all your friends, listen to the show. Last week I was talking again about Lebanon and Israel. Well, not again, it was the first time, because that was when the war was breaking out. I had started this new segment where I would try to say to people, hey, here's how you can take action. Well, when I was preparing for the show last week, I said, okay, well, I can't find a lot of information about having protests, about protests that are going to be going on, about the Lebanon-Israel-Gaza thing. So let me look up and find out where, I guess you could have protests outside the Israeli embassies in the U.S. Let me find some addresses. So I found a website that listed a bunch of the addresses of all the Israeli embassies in the U.S. So you could go, if you wanted, go have a protest out in front of them. And then just it popped in my head, well, hey, you know, what if people blame, you know, Hezbollah for this? Well, let me see if there's a list of Lebanese embassies in the U.S. So I found that web address, and I wrote them both down, and I announced them both on the show. Apparently people were puzzled and alarmed that I would say I would be advising them to protest outside of Lebanese embassies. Now, I didn't see it that way. I just thought I was throwing out an option. And granted, one that I hadn't given much thought to. But I guess that's one thing I should maybe be considering, is that when I say, you can do this, people might take that as an endorsement. So no, I didn't endorse the protests at the Lebanese embassies. It was a half-baked thought. Mostly to me, the problem with that is that it's factually incorrect, because the spark that started the Israeli invasion was a kidnapping by Hezbollah, which is not part of the Lebanese government, so going and protesting outside of the Lebanese embassy would have been pointless. Would have been like, trying to protest against some American radical group by protesting outside the White House. You know, you're going to protest, Aryan Nation or something like that, National Alliance, some white supremacist group, by going out in front of the White House and saying, down with the National Alliance, would be kind of silly and pointless. So first of all, I was outright wrong. I'm kind of embarrassed about that. Sorry. Secondly, yeah, I think it's not something that I was endorsing. I was throwing that out as an option, and the folks who did not like that I had done that told me about 7 different ways in which it was kind of ridiculous, and they got a point. So, I guess I'm going to have to do more research, more thought anyway, before tossing out any possible forms of action you can take in protest of stuff I mentioned. Or forms of action that I mentioned on the show. Unfortunately, last week was the first time that I had sort of begun that segment. This week I can't do a hell of a lot for you because, as I mentioned earlier, I spent too much time focusing on the music for this show. And I guess I should have prepared more thoroughly for the politics and whatnot. So you'll get what I can give you. Now, 2 more complaints. The first one is more of a... Well, it's gibberish, really. A fellow named Mo posted a comment onto my website. He didn't really understand who I am, where I'm coming from, whatever. But I thought it would be worth airing his complaint. Actually, he sort of contradicts himself within the single message. And, well, I'll just read it to you. Yes, we all know the problems, but not one of you media people is offering a solution. This is several months old. I believe I was talking about election fraud in the United States when I wrote this. This is the comment to that. Day after day, you feed the fear and hopelessness mill. How elementary. You speak no different than politicians. I really believe it is the lowest common denominator of humankind that is employed by the media. After all, you can't tell the truth or offer a solution for society's problems, because without scare tactics thrown at you by your superiors and from you to us, you would be out of a job. It's easy reflecting the problems of others, but just try to offer a solution. What do we gain by hearing your problems with no solutions? Annoyance. And that we are of you, childish storytellers. We have real lives that need real solutions, not a nightmarish fairy tale answer to our problems. Oh yeah, when you think about it, it is you who have created the problems and rub our faces in it, knowing full well there is no solution, at least to our benefit. We will never meet you or your colleagues, so why should you expect us to care about such incomplete and domineering negative questions without answers? We don't need dramatic whodunit reporting. We need laws enforced, not new ones passed. Hang all traitors! That's in caps. So apparently I should be doing not so much reporting. I should be talking about solutions to the problems, except I shouldn't mention the problems because everyone knows what the problems are, except I shouldn't be mentioning the problems at all because there are no solutions, and I guess I'm a traitor and I should be hung. So, thanks for the letter, Mo! No, honestly, Mo did give me a little kick in the ass to think about, well, maybe, along with others, Mo, and then I had several people write and say how depressing the stuff I was talking about is, and in combination, those things made me think, maybe I should be having something positive on the show and on my website so that when people hear this news, they can see that there is something they can do about it, or they know that people are doing something about it, and so on. So, Mo, who was kind of crazy, and see, that was possibly a death threat. I'm not sure. It did have some positive impact. I kind of dislike giving solutions because these things are very complicated. For example, in Moe's letter, he says that where'd it go? We have real lives that need real solutions. Well, my honest solution is that most of us, the real lives we lead, are not sustainable. They are balanced upon a number of injustices and bad ideas and harmful things with hidden harmful consequences that we can't lead those real lives anymore. It's kind of hard to explain that, and you know, like I'm writing an article about election fraud, and now I'm supposed to say, and here's everything you should change about your entire life in society to fix that. So I'll do my best. Second letter here. This is from Victor. This was Victor wasn't paying much attention. I'd written an article about Israel and Lebanon and Gaza, and this was very off topic. His comment. Victor writes, the 100 million people in your audience who were born out of wedlock strongly object to you using the word bastard unless you know and are referring to a person born illegitimately. If you persist in using the word in its derogatory definition, we shall boycott and protest your media, just like the African Americans protested the N-word's use until it's been eliminated from the dictionary. Sincerely, the SOB Foundation. Now, as of course many of you know, my show is called Lying Media Bastards, as is my website, and Victor of the Society of Bastards is angry about that. I'm offending him, and this figure sounds incorrect to me. 100 million people in my audience? If I had 100 million, if I had 100 million listeners and readers, I would be pleased. I'm not sure if he means that 100 million people living in the United States are born out of wedlock, which sounds like a high figure to me, as only 300 million people live in the United States. That would mean about 1 in 3 people are born out of wedlock. And I meet people in my daily life. I would think that if 1 in 3 people were bastards born illegitimately out of wedlock, then somebody would have said something about my show if they were mad at the title. But whenever I tell people the title, they sort of smirk or giggle or say rad. And the number seems high to me. And I guess he does have something of a point that, you know, it is, there's nothing wrong with being a bastard. I'll start over. I'll tell you the story. When Jake discovered the word bastard, I believe I was about 7 years old, 6 or 7. And I often read books that were too advanced for me. I didn't know any better. I'd just be at the library, and I'd grab a book, and I'd start reading it, and didn't understand half the words, and I'd stop reading it. So reading a book, The Chocolate War, which I believe is something that they say you should read in, like, junior high or something. And I come across this word, I don't know, the word is bastard. I come out, and I say to my dad, Dad, what's a bastard? And you don't usually have relatives over, but I had my cousin Josh was over. Josh starts giggling like a crazy person, thinking that I'm about to get spanked for using a bad word. And my dad kind of looks at me and says that bastard is a word for a boy without a father. And it sort of, I was sort of given the impression from that and from whatever he said afterwards that I can't exactly remember, that the word bastard is both a swear word and not a swear word. It's a bad word, but it's not so bad that you'd get in trouble for saying it. Which made it a sort of a fascinating word to me, the word bastard. It's good and bad. It's bad and not bad. It means something and doesn't mean something. But really, it has been transformed. The word bastard is almost never used to describe somebody born out of wedlock. Usually, the word is used to mean jerk. We have very many words these days that, like the word motherfucker, does not actually mean, usually, one who has sex with their mother. It usually means jerk. You call someone an asshole, you are not actually saying you are like the rectal sphincter, you are saying you're a jerk. Call someone a shithead, you don't actually mean you're a person with poop on their hair, you are saying you're a jerk. call someone a dick, you don't mean big penis, you mean jerk. Bastard, same thing. And I suppose there could be some stigma there, and you know, maybe it's wrong of me to use the word bastard in this way. But what it does come down to is I'm going to be a jerk because I say no, I'm not going to change my usage, mainly because I don't want to. That's, I don't feel too bad about it. Now, Victor here, I'll give him a plug even. Victor runs an organization called Society of Bastards with a website, societyofbastards.org. Near as I can figure, the goal of Society of Bastards is to pass laws that make it easier for parents of a child to get married right before the child is born, so that the child is not actually born out of wedlock and does not have the stigma of being born out of wedlock. Also, but beyond that, it seemed the most important aspect of it seemed to be a desire for... Basically, it was like a child that's born out of wedlock, that there are some sort of laws on the books that make it harder to inherit property and money from their biological parents when they die. So it sounded like that was mainly what that was about, was trying to make it so that children born out of wedlock can still get their daddy's money when their daddy passes away. So good luck to you, Society of Bastards. What else have I got here for you? And again, since it's early in the show, I'll mention this. I mentioned earlier, protest today in San Diego, outside of Horton Plaza, on the Broadway side of the street, from 4 to 6 p.m., protesting against the Israeli invasion of Lebanon and the Israeli violence in Gaza right now. But also this weekend is there's a call for it to be an International Day of Action on Saturday on the 22nd. Gosh, let me see if I can find... I'll have to get back to you after I play some more music and find out the details of the International Day of Action, because I'm going to have to look it up in some email. Anyhow, I'm Jake, Lame Media Bastard Show. What song should I play now? Look what I got here. Okay, this is a song. This is a band I ran across totally randomly. German band. I'm gonna pronounce their name badly, I'm sure. Loikaimie. It's called Loikaimie. If anybody with a German background wants to explain to me how to pronounce it, feel free. But I'm gonna call them Loikaimie. Until then. The band's logo is their name, and above it in German it says 100% anti-fascist, and underneath it says 100% anti-racist. So this is a anti-fascist, anti-racist German band. There's a song called Goodnight White Pride, which is obviously a song against white supremacist groups. So it's got some good stuff in there. And I don't know what I want to play after that. I do have one really interesting song I'm going to play for you later. That's from Lebanon, actually. Recent track. But I'll play this, then I'll do some yammering later. And maybe I should add to my list, I should mention the Comic-Con. I'll mention that now. On Saturday, I'm going to go to the San Diego Comic Book Convention. It is a yearly event that began here. I believe San Diego was actually the birth of the Comic Book Convention, which has become an institution. They now have them all over the country. I've grown up here in San Diego, never been to one. I live nearby. Both of my roommates are going. It seems inevitable. I must go. Kind of looking forward to it, kind of not, because just the level of nerditude going on is like, you know, I'm a nerd. I'm a geek. I have no problem with that. But some of these folks, it sounds like if you took me and squeezed every last drop of nerd out of me and put it in a bowl and added the nerditude of like three entire chess clubs, that's the level of nerd in the average person that I'm going to meet there. I could be wrong. Maybe it's going to be a bunch of cool hip folks, but man, I'm just afraid someone's going to invite me to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with them and Or just, you know, hey, do you have a 20-sided die on you? No, I don't. How about an Optimus Prime figure? No, I don't have one of those with me. Anyhow. I drifted off topic again. So this, as I mentioned before, this is going to be German punk. German anti-racist punk. Good night, white pride. I'm Jake, lying meaty bastards. Here we go.
And kidding, the Smith and a set of ham. That leads to distant fam. Captain is cat, back, back. Fuck if you new in town, you're still a get around. I keep the addicts and addicts while I traffic the order. I done packaged the package, then got it back through the border. You need practice with packages, stacks are stacking up shorter. Crack heads say I give them flashbacks of Rich Porter. But I'm past that, giving back last to your daughter. You can't flip a thing, your ass back with the water. Axe faggot, I'm scorching. Fuck your security. I got cats that are packed.
soon as I pass them to offer, they're dish to G. Flick the flea of mystery, the rest will just be history.
History.
Yeah, I'm glycerin.
Yeah.
It don't have you seasick, but just turn into something you be sick to see. Bling blow, rings wow, check around the ring down. Blue smurfs, hit them where it hurts, ping pow. I'm past you, I pass you, no cats to battle this battle. With all that babble, you babble, you said you passed to, I smack you. You hit the gravel, I'm a moving menace. Use a gimmick, get abused in a few minutes. 1-2, I'm finished. Have a group of tenants on the side yelling.
Slow down, son, you're killing them.
Who wanna mess with me? Who wanna mess with me?
I'm bad.
Who wanna mess with me? Who wanna mess with me? Who wanna mess with me?
The kid wanna
mess with me?
The kid with the gun, jail right there.
Who wanna mess with me?
Understand it?
This is easy.
Doesn't want to dry. 32 footsteps running on the road where the dirt reaches the sky. 32 feathers in my brand new Indian headdress. 32 new moon shining in 32 skies. What's the reason why'd she go? Where's my baby? I don't know. 32 footsteps, counted to myself, 32 footsteps.
Bing, bang, bing, along, sing, 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 along.
And watch you go, where's my baby? I don't know. 32 footsteps, counted them as up, 32 footsteps. Heard of you lies my ears never saw when the floorboard gave way. 32 walls come tumbling down and the night turns to day. 32 infantrymen running in place. 32 boxcars, all of them have your face. Reason why'd you leave? Don't you know we're on the eve of 32 footsteps, counting to myself, 32 footsteps.
20, 29, 30, 31.
If I don't stay all night, it would not go. I said I do not have a bone. I was feeling lonesome, sitting by the phone, wide awake, staying up late, wishing I was home. You were on the outside, talking to some chick. I was on the inside, feeling mighty sick. Sleep's what I wanted, you know what I got. Wide awake, set up rage, wishing I was not.
Well, I guess that song's over. Not sure what happened there. I'm Jake, Lang the Bastard Show. And that is, there was Burst doing Mercy Liberation. Before that, we had the Birds doing Fido. And they might be Giants doing 32 Footsteps. Junior Writer doing Zoolander. And if I'm not mistaken, I only heard that song for the first time today. I thought I heard the word faggot in there, so I think perhaps I will not play any more of his stuff. I'll have to double check. Because we don't want that kind of shit on the show. And then before that, we had that German group, Lokomi. Loikaimi, something. The Goodnight White Pride. So I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastards. So of course, the meat and potato story, I don't even know what that means. The big story of the week, obviously, is Lebanon and Israel. The Israeli conflict that's been going on started before that with Gaza, when apparently members of Hamas kidnapped a couple of Israeli soldiers, and then Israel went in and invaded that. But you don't hear so much about Gaza now, so I thought I'd start with sort of a wrap-up of what's going on in Gaza, because after Israel invaded Lebanon, that's what started getting all of the attention. Let's see here. These are the most disturbing stories I've heard of the week. One, Gaza leaflets, any house hiding weapons to be blown up. Israeli Defense Forces distributed pamphlets throughout the Gaza Strip today, warning civilians that if they are hiding weapons, ammunition in their houses, their lives are endangered and must leave their homes. From now on, things will be managed differently, said a source in the Southern Command. I don't know this source. It's a news organization called Ynet. It looks like it's Israeli. At least some of the stuff's in Hebrew, anyhow. Military policies on the northern front are now being applied to the southern front as well. Israeli Defense Forces distributed pamphlets last night throughout the Gaza Strip, warning residents of the area that the IDF will soon start bombing houses which are suspected of hiding weapons or ammunition. Quote, we will no longer allow terrorist organizations to hide weapons in civilian homes. We will distance the civilians from the area and then damage these strongholds, said an army source in the Southern Command. The minute these announcements have been sent, the lives of anyone who has weapons or ammunition in their house are in danger, and they must leave their house for the sake of their lives and their families' lives. That's kind of crazy. So apparently if you're a Palestinian, you are no longer allowed to own weapons or ammunition. And if you do, your house will be blown up. Okay, next story about Gaza. Let's see here. Israeli forces kill 6 Palestinians in a refugee camp in Gaza. Residents said 30 Israeli armored vehicles rolled into the Mugazi refugee camp in Gaza by sunrise. Soldiers took over several rooftops as bulldozers leveled farmland. I guess the farm was hiding weapons. The wheat and the corn must have been, you know, hiding AK-47s and whatnot. Let's see. Palestinians say 5 militants were killed and 5 were wounded in clashes. 2 Israeli airstrikes after sunrise. 1 militant was killed and at least 13 more Palestinians were wounded. 2 critically. Also, 14 people, including children, were wounded when tank shells hit 2 houses in the camp. An Israeli army spokesman denied that any tank shells were fired in the area. Yeah. 2 journalists, including Wal Tanous, the correspondent for Al Jazeera, were injured in the clashes. Mr. Tanous was hit in the left leg with a rubber bullet. Another, Fatan Ilwan, was hit in the waist and left hand with rubber bullets. Obviously, Israel is the one using the rubber bullets, not Hamas. There's another humanitarian situation in Gaza continues to deteriorate. As Israel hammers Lebanon with bombardments, Caritas Jerusalem continues. I've never heard of this. This is some sort of human rights or humanitarian organization, Caritas Jerusalem. And as Israel hammers Lebanon with bombardments, Caritas Jerusalem continues to call out on behalf of Palestinians living in the Gaza Strip. A separate but no less tragic front in the military assault Israel has launched as violence in the Middle East spirals out of control. At night, we are in darkness. In the streets at night, you can hear are children weeping. They are so scared, said Father Manuel Musalam, parish priest of the Latin convent in Gaza. We need food. Yes, of course we need food, Father Manuel said, referring to the thousands of people going hungry and thirsty as food and water supplies are put in a stranglehold. But more than that, we need freedom from fear. We want peace and an end to the occupation. Children are crying at night. Some cannot find their mothers, their fathers, their brothers or sisters, and they are left in the dark. Early in the offensive that began 3 weeks ago in Gaza, the Israeli military knocked out the one power generation plant in Gaza. Not only were people plunged into darkness, but any perishable food cannot be conserved in medical centers if they can operate at all, or operating on the little power produced by generators. Water pumps that run on electricity have been rendered useless. So, again, I'm not familiar with this organization, but if you can, Caritas Jerusalem. Let me turn that music down. They've got a website, caritas.org, caritas.org. I guess you could donate money to them. Also, there's a website, I have a link on my site, Emergency Medicine for Children in Gaza. I have a link on my site. It's in towards the bottom of an article called Israel Attacks. But the website is mecaforpeace.org, mecaforpeace.org, /GazaMeds.html, capital GAZA, capital MEDS.html. You can donate some money, and that will go for getting medication to children in Gaza. So, yeah. So that's just Gaza. That's not even the Lebanon stuff. Lebanon is just being leveled. I heard one awful story about a small village of 20 people that Israel demanded that they leave. So they all got in cars and bikes and whatever and started a little convoy out of there. And then they bombed the convoy. Now, the American press has been doing a number of stories about Americans being evacuated from Gaza and how rough, or Lebanon and how rough that is. And it's like, fuck you. You know, okay, I don't want the Americans in Lebanon hurt either, but the people of Lebanon live there. They're not getting evacuated to anywhere, and they're the ones at the most risk. They're the ones who've been suffering after, you know, all the years of Israeli occupation and war before, and now suffering through it again. I don't understand it. I don't understand what Israel's plan is. You know, originally, okay, two Israeli soldiers were kidnapped by Hezbollah. And Israel keeps talking about how Hezbollah must be defeated, destroyed, and there, you know, that Lebanon, that the Lebanese government has to take control of this area that was previously held by Hezbollah. But Israel is doing just as much to damage the Lebanese government and infrastructure as they are for attacking Hezbollah. So I don't know. You know, you destroy the Lebanese army. Who's going to go take control of that land? Who's going to fight? You know, originally Israel was saying that the Lebanese government should go and take care of Hezbollah. They should, you know, you should have them under your control. And then this week we heard that Israel bombed barracks for Lebanese soldiers. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, the best explanation I've heard so far, and it's a bad one, is that this is all a demonstration. This is a warning that I've read one interpretation that says that the invasion of Lebanon is a mess. Well, it's 2 points. One, true, it will destroy. There's a good chance it will destroy Hezbollah, or at least severely weaken their physical military capacity. But second, people, I was reading somebody saying that they think this is a warning to Iran. They're going to blow the hell out of Lebanon with the implicit message to the Iranian government, this could happen to you. I don't know, maybe. Don't know if that works exactly. Yeah. But, let me read you one other bit. This was really pretty awful. Whatchamacallit. From, on CBS News, or CBS has a news show called Face the Nation, hosted by Bob Schieffer. Now, on the 16th, which I guess was Monday, Sunday, something like that. So it was Sunday, and he starts editorializing, starts giving his two cents on the Middle East, on the Lebanon and Israel situation. And here's what he says. Finally today, let me see if I have an audio clip. No, I don't. Never mind. he says, finally today, when the war broke out in the Middle East, the first thing I thought was about the old story of the frog and the scorpion who were trying to cross the river there. The scorpion couldn't swim, the frog was lost. So the scorpion proposed a deal. Give me a ride on your back and I'll show you the way. The frog agreed and the trip went fine until they got to the middle of the water when suddenly the scorpion just stung the frog. As they were sinking, the frog asked in his dying breath, why would you do that? To which the scorpion replied, because this is the Middle East. And then he continues with his commentary a little later. He says, it is worth noting that the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip did not kidnap that Israeli soldier and provoke all of this because the Israelis were invading Gaza. No, all this happened in the wake of the Israeli withdrawal, which was what the Palestinians supposedly wanted. But this is the Middle East. Why would the fundamentalists in Gaza and Lebanon choose to provoke this war at this time? There is no real answer except that this is the Middle East. So this is really repulsive, because it's always bothersome, and part of this goes to the word terrorist. So using the word terrorist, in our conversation, terrorist usually means somebody who is being violent for no reason. And because they're being violent for no reason, you don't have to worry about why they did anything, and you don't have to worry any further about using force yourself. It's fully justified because, oh, they're irrational terrorists. It's you know, this nice little justification tactic. So what Bob Schieffer here has done is he's basically saying, well, he's saying that things that like this don't make sense. These actions are taken that are self-destructive and irrational are taken in the Middle East. But he explicitly, in the second part of his commentary, talks about the actions of Palestinians in Gaza and acts as though there's no reason for what they're doing. So he using his words in his old-timey story, is basically saying that the Palestinian people are irrational and irrationally violent, which is dangerous. It's dangerous to start calling people that. Well, I guess I'll take that back. It's not dangerous that right now, because so many people seem to feel that anyway, that he's not actually changing anyone's mind. But you see what I'm saying. Now, usually, even terrorists have reasons for what they do. You might disagree with them, you might think they're lousy reasons, you might think they're crazy reasons, but they are reasons. It's not like, you know, it's the people who were involved in the September 11th bombing didn't go, hey, I'm gonna jump on a plane and go crash into a building and kill people, because, you know, they honestly believed that this had something to do with fighting against the United States and the, you know, anti-Muslim forces to protect, you know, they were trying to protect Islam, protect the Islamic world, protect the Arab world. They believed that. There was a reason. It's you know, pretty goofy. Pretty goofy to think, yeah, I'm going to crash into this building. I'm going to save Islam. Well, what? That doesn't know. As we can see, it actually intensified the war on Islam. But there's a reason there. You might say it was a poor choice, you might say it's an unbelievable reason, but it's a reason. And it's really upsetting when somebody starts saying that people do stuff without reasons, because suddenly they're not people you have to deal with. Those are not people you have to negotiate with or discuss things with or work out agreements with. They're irrational. So you have to do what you want to do because there's no other way. And that's what Bob Schieffer is saying here. Those Palestinians, they're irrational. But obviously, I mean, you know, and first of all, and you know, on top of that, part of his explanation is just wrong. You know, a lot of the settlers have withdrawn from Gaza. I believe there's still plenty of Israeli troops in Gaza. What does that mean for, you know, okay, we're ending the occupation. We're pulling out some of our guys. The other ones are still going to stay there, and they're going to shoot at you sometime. I wrote about that on my site, that the, you know, not too long before Hamas kidnapped those soldiers. They let's see, where do we? Let me get my timeline here. On July 20th, Israel fired a missile at a suspected Hamas militant near Gaza City, killed three Palestinian kids. Now, that's in Gaza. That's where they've withdrawn from. This is where Bob Schieffer thinks Palestinians should be doing cartwheels with joy. June 13th, in another assassination attempt, Israeli missiles killed nine bystanders in Gaza City, in Gaza. June 9th, Israel shelled the Bet Lahia beach, killing nine civilians. That was just in the 3 weeks leading up to them kidnapping an Israeli soldier. This is when Bob Schieffer thinks everything should be happy. The Palestinians should be thrilled. But no, they're irrational. The Palestinians have everything they could ever want. But they're like that scorpion. They bite people for no reason. They sting. They kill for no reason. And also, I read about this on my site, and the thing that they got to me is, you know, Bob Schieffer has this cute little story about the scorpion and the frog. The story this made me think of is, you know, the story of the man who walks past a building, looks in the window, and he sees all these people inside acting very strange. They're waving their arms, and they're jumping, and they're writhing around, and he thinks he must be, is this an insane asylum? Who are these crazy people? Why are they doing this? And then somebody walks out, and they open the door, and he can suddenly hear what's going on inside. He can hear music. Obviously, the people inside were dancing. When you see somebody dancing and you don't hear the music, it looks like they're being fucking, you know, it looks like it doesn't make sense. But he was missing that key bit of information that there was music playing, and without getting all the facts, he thought, crazy. Bob Schieffer is doing that fucking he's a journalist that's so lazy. Oh, yeah, there might be reasons for what's going on, why they're doing what they're doing, but it's easier for me to say that there isn't, and they're crazy and irrational like the scorpion and the frog. So, we're fucking irritating. Now, I did mention there is the International Day of Action Against Israeli Aggression. Let me just give you that website and info. Call for an International Day of Action Against Israeli Aggression, Saturday, July 22nd. As Israeli attacks on civilians continue and escalate day after day in Lebanon and Palestine, and as the world's governments support Israel's crimes, or at best turn a blind eye, it is time for the people to speak. We call on people all around the world on July 22nd to rise up and be heard. Please organize an action in your city or area on that day under the banner of the International Day of Action Against Israeli Aggression. If you already have something planned for that day, condemning Israelis' actions or in support of the people of Palestine and Lebanon, please link to the international action. Now, let me see here. I'm trying to see who's organizing this and where there's more information. Okay, it looks like the best site I can see that would be tadamon.resist.ca. tadamon.resist.ca. Looks like that is the website that's trying to organize all of the information about the International Day of Action. Or maybe, let me see this other page here. Damn slow internet. Yeah, so there's that. And as I mentioned here in San Diego, there's the protest at 4 o'clock. Now I got a little something special for you here. This song is very unique, very relevant, very sad, and surprisingly very long. There is an artist in Beirut right now named Mazen Kerba. He's a artist, blogger, etc. Let me find his information. But he recorded a song. Let's see. 30-year-old musician, comic book author, and painter Mazen Kerbaj in Beirut has been blogging through the violence. He's got a blog at... let's see what the site is. KERBAJ.com. No, I'm sorry. That's his website. His blog is mazenkerblog.blogspot.com, mazenkerblog.blogspot.com. But he recorded a 6-minute ambient improvisational music piece accompanied by the sound of falling bombs, because he's in Beirut right now where it's being attacked. He calls the song Starry Night. He uploaded it to his site. I've got a copy of it here. I'm going to play it all for you. But he has a little poem here as well that he's written on his blog. For the Israeli musicians, painters, writers, thinkers, intellectuals, and for all the Israeli in Israel and around the world who sent us supportive emails and comments, we know you are here. We know you are hearing us. We know you are hearing the bombs getting down on civilians and kids. Kids from Lebanon, kids from Israel, kids from all over the world. We know that, like us, you feel ashamed. We know you are not a lot, but we shall meet one day when our people wake up in 10,000 years. So this is going to be Mazen Karabaj's Starry Night, recorded live in Beirut with bombs in the background. So I'm going to play that for you, because it seems like it's got to be played. I'm Jake Langmeter Bastards. I'll get back to you after the song. So there you have it. That was Starry Night by Mazen Kerbaj, the Lebanese artist in Beirut, who he recorded that live at his home to, I don't know, I guess to sort of express his feelings about what's going on. And yes, many of those loud noises you heard at the back were explosions taking place. But now I'm trying to figure out what is an appropriate song to play after playing something so grim and serious. I obviously can't switch up immediately to something goofy and funny, because that just doesn't seem to work. So I'm trying to find what is a still serious bit. But, okay, let's go with this one. This is TV on the Radio doing Blues from Down Here. I'm Jake. I'll be playing more music. Probably not so much talking. The time is getting nigh for the end of the show.
From the depths I call your mouth. Yeah.
like a man. I was caught in the city one day. Everybody was flashing by me like images of tombstones. Images of tombstones. On a Friday night I've seen everybody looking for that little bit of honey.
Hey folks, this is Jake. I'm ending the show a little early today. I have a sneaking suspicion that my recording did not actually record. I'm going to fiddle with it and see if I can't make something recover. Although, probably those of you who heard live, that's about it. Stay tuned till for Free Speech Radio News at 3:30. And if you're in San Diego, you want to go to that protest against the Israeli aggression, go to Horton Plaza. On the Broadway side. I'll see y'all next week.